This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Is it true that most success happens first thing in the morning? Some people say that. I don't know. We'll talk about that today. One of the common topics I'm always speaking about with my clients and on this show is, what do you do in the morning? What's your routine? Got some ideas and an observation today I think may help you a little bit. Hang on for the ride. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. That's what we do, because life begins when you move. You have an idea. Click. I'm ready to go. I'm motivated. Let's go do something. And then suddenly life gets in the way. Challenges happen. You get a long holiday weekend like we're in the middle of right now. Things don't happen the way you expect it to. And what are you going to do? Well, then we stand up. We take a step. We repeat. We keep going until we get what we want. And that's ultimately what this show is about. We are the repeat version, or the repeat segment of what I do in the framework that I teach. This is kind of the day-by-day thing. Basically, it comes down to this. I don't care what you said you're going to do. If you don't do it a little bit every single day, you're not going to get it. So this show is designed to help you get it. By the way, if you like the show and you want to share it, I set up a quick, easy link. A lot of folks don't want to subscribe right away, but they want to try the show. I may not be for your friends, even though I may be for you. And that's cool. Totally cool with that. Don't need to please everybody. Just send this link, dailyboostpodcast.com/listen to your friends, and they will get, they'll get me. Who's me? Oh, my name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Grateful to have you here today.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Monday. Even if it's a holiday, today is July 4th. Now, I'm not here today. I obviously pre-recorded this. I'm out doing Independence Day celebration stuff. But still, Mondays are a great day to do your homework. Have you done your homework? Maybe on a holiday, maybe even the best day to do it, because you got time to think. Ask yourself one question. How is my life going? Now, if you're just rolling your eyes and moving past this right now, don't do that. I'm serious. Just ask yourself that question right now while I'm talking to you. How's my life going? And what are you getting? Are you getting okay? Are you getting good? Are you getting bad? What are you getting? What's the answer coming into your mind? Whatever you get, take action on it. All I'm trying to do is plug you in, because most people, as you'll find as we talk about today's show, are just on autopilot and they're not thinking about it. And when you don't think about it, sometimes 5 years, 10 years pass and you're still in the same place. Do your homework. I was just thinking to myself, he's a former client, 10 years ago, actually, a long time ago, personal client I work with every single week. And I was catching up on a Facebook post just a few days ago. And it's amazing that he's still in the same place he was 10 years ago. Still asking the same questions, still not moved beyond it, still doing, well, routines that don't really serve him. And it's just like, oh my gosh, don't do that, guys. Keep growing, keep moving, keep changing. It's so, so frustrating. But it's also so rewarding when you do those changes. All right, do your homework. So let's talk mornings today, because I love a quiet, peaceful morning, and I've always struggled with mornings. In fact, I will tell you, I struggle with mornings so badly that in my early days as a radio DJ, way back when I started radio when I was 18 and worked about 20 years on and off on radio. And I got into doing morning shows because that's what happens. When you get good on the radio, when you are the personality of the station, eventually they pull you from nights and afternoons and boom, they put you in the morning show because that's where that's the big dollar show, right? They put you there. So I spent a lot of time doing morning shows and a lot of time big markets, and I hated every minute of it. You'll say, what? Big time radio DJ? And I hated it. I mean, I would take a job and move into town, and I'd be up at 3:30 in the morning, maybe 4 if I got to sleep in a little bit, in the shower going, how long can I take this? Just hated it. This is crazy. And I had to get out of there. So it's amazing to me that as I stopped doing morning shows and got into things I was doing and kind of balancing my life the way I wanted it to get at that nice, really routine. Because remember, here should be your goal for the day. You get out of bed, you have a good day, you go to bed, you have good dreams, you do it again. That's my goal. And every single day you can do it if you pay attention to the bits and pieces. So let's talk this morning thing, because there is a lot of focus and spirituality and creativity that comes about in the morning if you'll just pay attention to it. So what I've done is I've dropped the complicated routine. I've dropped the super duper productive routine. I've dropped all that stuff. And instead I've said, what serves me in the moment that I want to be alive? How do I feel today? And I've slowly gotten into this. So number one goal in the morning routine, I don't care what you do. You can go to the gym, you can meditate, you can write your book. It doesn't matter to me, whatever you do. But the number one goal is I'm going to do the thing that's going to take me closer to my goal. So what's my goal? Well, in general, my goal is to get up in the morning, have a nice day, go to bed, have great dreams, do it again. That's my goal. So everything else is a goal as well, but you have to think about yourself first. Now, if you're getting up in the morning and you're off and running on your autopilot routine and boom, before you know it, you're in the drive-thru at McDonald's, you're chasing down the traffic and you're doing all this crazy stuff out there. If you're doing that without even thinking about it, 10 years are going to go. You're going to be like my ex-client there and you're still going to be the same. So you're on autopilot. That's why you got to pull back. So the simple goal that I have is that I want to get up in the morning, have a good day, have good dreams, do it again. That's number one overriding. Now I got other stuff to do as well, right? So I'm also going to pay attention. So what am I going to do in the morning? What are the goals that are important for me to do in the morning? And for me, it comes down to two things. Number one, health, fitness, mental health, spirituality, that kind of stuff. That's my personal stuff. That's really important to make sure I am grounded because I want to have a good day, right? I want to have good dreams. I want to do it again. So that's really important. But some days there's things that are on my agenda. I want to write my book, work on the next chapter of the other book I'm writing. And I finished the first one. It'll be out in October, and now I'm working on the next one. I want to do that. Maybe I want to write a podcast. Maybe I want to work on the YouTube channel. I don't know. What's important for me in the morning? What is it? I get to decide. So here's what I do, and here's what you should do. What's that most important goal in the morning? When you get out of bed, that's the first thing you're going to do, whatever it happens to be. So let me give you an example. If I'm down the spiritual route, the health and fitness route, if that's how I'm feeling, like I really need that tomorrow, that's where my vibe is, right? That's what I got to be today. Here's what's going to happen. I won't get out of bed. I take a shower right away and I have a shake for breakfast. I usually do a meal replacement shake because it's fast, it's easy. I like it. It's easy on the stomach. Keeps the weight down too. Have a cup of coffee. And in that moment, I decide what I'm going to do based on what I did the night before. The night before, I said, this is a workout day. If it's a workout day, I'm going to read a little spiritual book. I'm going to get something to pump me up, a little inspiration of some type, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and boom, I'm off to the gym just like that. But I've added something in recently that I think you might like if you haven't done this. Before I do anything in the morning, I take a walk around the block. I take about a 10 or 15 minute walk. When the sun is up, I get that sun coming into my body to wake me up and get me going. I'm doing that every single day now, regardless of what it is. So if it's a spiritual day, if it's a Scott health day, it's taking care of myself day. If I feel that is the thing that has to happen today, then I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to slowly go after that. And everything comes after that. That is my routine for the day. If it's a day that I want to be productive, a day that I want to do work, a day I want to get things done, then I have already decided that I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm not going to do that. I get out of bed. I take my little walk. I come directly into my office. I sit down. I do my work. I go into a deep work mode. I'll stay here for 2 or 3 hours directly. I will not pop out of it. 2 or 3 hours, boom, then I'm done. Then I go to the gym, take a walk, do whatever I'm going to do. Then my daily routine kicks in. So the point of this whole thing to give you an idea to think about this is you're overworking the morning routine, or you are just so in a routine, you don't even know whether you have a morning routine and it's not serving you. So let's give you the cliff notes of this. Whatever is the most important thing for you to be working on in your life gets done first thing in the morning. And then you're going to pepper in those things you like have a shake for breakfast. Take a walk around the block, walk the dogs, and then go do your thing. Come out of that time period, you're done, you feel good, you're taking care of yourself, you've taken care of what you have to do, and you're on with your day. And the last caveat to all of this stuff is pay attention to how you feel about it and pay attention to how it works for you. It does not matter if it works for me or anybody else. What matters is it works for you. One of the hardest things I have to do in working with clients, and a lot of my group coaching calls, we deal with this all the time, is people are trying to copy what I do. Don't do that. Figure out what serves you the best and do that, because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you're going to figure this out, that when you did it your way and you got a good routine going your way, your life was a whole lot better. YouTube channel is going to be coming soon. We're just kind of knocking down the last couple of details to do these shows over there. If you like, go check out the old videos for now. Just go to youtube.com/dailyboostpodcast. You can see my old videos when I was young and so pretty, and subscribe while you're there. And then you'll get notified when the new shows start arriving over on YouTube. It's just very, very soon. Within a week or two, we'll be there. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great holiday.